Good evening, glory, hallelujah to you. What the heck's your story and what's going through you? This is the glorified version of a Bass and Talk Show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick, and give it up for yourselves, Bass Galaxy. It is Wednesday night. Yeah. Can I get a hell yeah? Wednesday night. Feeling good. And you know why we're feeling good. The prodigal son hath returned, making this the professional angler with the most appearances ever on the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. It's the one and only Anum Matthew Robertson. Yes, tonight. Look, Matt's got stuff to say. He's got things on his mind. He had a cool year, and he wants to talk to you, the Bass Galaxy. Also, so keep this in mind. This is pretty cool. Stray Cass and Matt Robertson share quite a few advertising partners, sponsors, as you may call them. So here we go. Let's run down the list. First off, if you like and share this live Facebook feed, Berkeley's giving away a switch pack. Yeah, of the new Berkeley Switch. We're doing that deal right there. Ugly Stick is giving away a carbon rod. Matt Robertson carbon Ugly Stick. The red ones. The Matty rod. It's pretty cool. Matt once spray painted a rod on this show. Also, Waterland sunglasses and a pair of Anum sunglasses. Yikes. Yikes. A tin cup whiskey fun pouch. And a power pole fun pouch. For you, Bass Galaxy, all you got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. That easy. Five different giveaways tonight. Matt's giving them away live. He's going to say your name live at the end of the broadcast. And I'm going to pick some winners. That being said, speaking of winners, J.R. Ewing, rocking Shoal Fantasy. Rocking it on the chat board. Thanks, JR. He's a dude. I'm a dude. We're all dudes. Welcome to Good Burger. Hey, you know who's a dude? The one and only, the best dang redheaded producer in the Bass Fishing Talk Show game. It's the one and only.
Is that Rutherford Hearns or Sanford Minch?
Yo, Pat. Yo, Bass Galaxy.
Ginge?
Yo.
You're a derber.
Tried it.
You've seen the rise of Matt Robertson.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen anything like that guy in 4 years?
No.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? It's pretty cool that he's your bud.
Yeah,
you know what
awesome.
I mean?
He's an awesome man.
He's a guy that you can call and say, Matt, what was the shampoo that you recommended for my wife?
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? That's that guy to you.
He's that awesome.
To you. Hey, Ginge, we got to talk. You know, we're going to talk to Matt about all the stuff. You told me earlier you are sick and tired of forward-facing talk.
Just
tired.
The whining about it. That's
everybody's
all.
Whining.
Yeah, just yeah. Let it go, man.
I know.
Just be like Elsa.
But hey, Ginge, the season's over. People got to have something to do.
It's a lot. It's a lot, boys. Give it up.
So here's, please. I know you love forward-facing sonar.
I do.
You love using it to catch smallmouth bass. Mm-hmm. And you have no objection to crossing their eyes using forward-facing sonar whatsoever.
No.
Okay. So that being said, I know you're a tech geek as well. When it comes to everything in life.
Yes.
Whether it's getting an oil change, you're reading about it. Well, and or whether it's forward facing, you read everything about it and you apply things.
Yes.
Okay. That being said, Ginge, what is the deal with the impulse again? Everybody's, I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but I want to reiterate. In your recommendations and what you have read, what do they want to run separately for?
So Impulse has a couple options.
Gotcha.
They have a higher voltage, which will run, but you got to make sure your manufacturers can do it because it'll run a little hot. But the forward-facing sonars want that. They, you know, the hotter, the more juice you give them, the better off you're going to see.
Okay. So with any lithium brand, whether it's lithium or anything you choose, the hotter, the higher the voltage.
Yes.
The better your unit is going to run.
But just make sure your manufacturers can run that. Of the units, like your Lowrances, your Grafs, your Humminbird, all that.
Garmin. Gotcha. And the Garmins. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Cool, Ginge.
But Impulse has got it all. They have all kind of options.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
High voltage, low voltage, TNT.
Call Bill. He will dial you in.
Hey, Jinch.
Yep.
Speaking of getting dialed in, I see you taking a slice out of life over there in Hobart, Indiana. Lake George Durbin. Cashing checks. Taking names. Angler of the Year type stuff. You and Shooter McGavin over there. All right, Jinch. So, I know that we have an advertising partner now that has a pretty cool product. And they make a product that you can slit the throat of a wild boar during the day and bring it home and cook a rum ham at night in the kitchen with it. And that's WhiteRiverKnives.com. WhiteRiverCustomKnives.com. Now, Jinch, again, you can slap me after the show, but is it forward slash or backward slash stray? Backslash stray. WhiteRiverKnives.com/stray. And that gets you the custom knife opportunity of a lifetime from WhiteRiverKnives.com. Check them out. They're really beautiful works of art, quite frankly, family-owned business. WhiteRiverKnives.com/stray. Hey, you know who gets backlashes? Never? Luke Foley. He's a whiskey gypsy. And one thing that he's learned in life is that you don't really ever take your whiskey home when you're not supposed to. You know what I mean? But it's Luke Foley, the whiskey gypsy. Yo, whiskey. There it is. There's the cue.
What's going on?
What's happening, Foles? Wait, who's driving? Foley, who's driving?
My buddy Keegan.
Oh, Keegan, hey, what's up, bud? I know you. Hi, Keegan.
Yeah,
good to see you, bud.
Keegan.
Yeah, he's a whiskey gypsy on the road with you. You're the king gypsy.
Yeah, he's driving tonight. We were just down the street from your house this evening, Pat. You had to turn around and go home.
Why didn't you stop in for a live whiskey gypsy?
I'm kicking myself because it would have been so great with Matt being on. I could have just hung out on the couch.
Did not tell us on purpose. You know that's a thing. Keegan, I'm calling BS on your boss there. Yeah, yeah.
He says I'm full of it.
Yeah, he is full of it. We know that, and probably full of.
He knows that. He works with me every day.
And you're full of tin cup whiskey to the gills.
I am
to the gills, and we happen to have. One of your Tin Cup Whiskey Pro Fishing team members on the show tonight, and that's Matthew Robertson on them. You're proud of that kid, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
He's done some things for you and the team and the world.
Yes, and we were kind of with him in almost the very beginning, and it's just been incredible to watch him grow and get more and more popular. And I told him back in 2021, I said, Matt, there's like a wave coming in the fishing industry. I truly think you're going to end up being one of the biggest stars in just a couple of years. Oh, man, I appreciate you saying that, but I don't think you're right. I said, well, we'll see. And now, fast forward 2 years later, he's doing a lot.
He's like the Uncle Baby Billy of Bassin. You know what I mean? He's like Uncle Baby Billy.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Foles, you look great as usual, and for those that don't know and that are just tuning in for the first time, you are the Whiskey Gypsy of Tin Cup Whiskey, the official brown liquor of Bassin, and every week here on the Stray Cash Show, you come out with a Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week, and when you ever hear that word, you take a little sippy-sippy, and it can be a cafe con leche, it could be an ice-cold Coca-Cola, or of course, a Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey. And when you do take a sip, we remind you, please sip responsibly, Bass Galaxy. And that being said, let's party tonight. Let's party tonight, Bass Galaxy. Foley.
Let's party tonight.
And you're still doing call-offs? I know you've been on backlog and you're doing call. Keegan, he does call-offs for people that get a little tipsy and can't make it to work the next day. So, Keegan, if you ever need to use this, feel free to do so. Just DM the Whiskey Gypsy.
I had to call Keegan off last week.
Yeah, I know. He was on the Stray Cash
show
ahead of time.
It happens. Yeah. It happens.
I get it. So, Foles, what is the official Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week?
Four beautiful letters on them.
On them.
That's Tin Cup Whiskey Word. And I'd like to throw a little twist out because we're going to have fun tonight.
Okay.
If people spell it in the chat, too, oh. Jack's watching.
Oh, okay. If they spell it
Drake.
In. The, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, get this. Yeah. So, Fole,
let's have fun with it.
Yeah, we got to re. So if people spell on them in the chat.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, and just keep people going. Keep people going. Now, here's the thing.
Keep it going.
Here's the thing. It's a good time for all. And Foles, you and Keegan, as well as the rest of the Bass Galaxy, you're eligible for this. And I got to say it one more time before we go. 5 like and shares today. You're one of them. 10-cup whiskey fun box comes to your door. That's okay. One prize. Second prize, power pole fun pouch. That's a second prize. Third prize, Onum Fishing Signature Sunglasses from Waterland. Fourth prize, Berkeley Switch forward-facing bait. And...
Oh, yeah.
And the final prize, Shakespeare Carbon Ugly Stick. All you got to do, like and share the live Facebook feed, and that's it. Your chance to win. What do you think, Gyps? Let's get this party started.
Sounds good to me.
Let's get it started. Let's go. Bass Galaxy, put the power poles down. Don't you go anywhere. When we come back, it's Matty Robertson. Peace. Be right back.
See ya.
Thanks, Foles. Love you, bud.
Love you too. Bye.
There's a moment when you're faced with a challenge, and just solving the problem isn't good enough. Even if that means breaking the rules and shredding apart conventional ways of thinking, all in the name of creating something truly remarkable. With this much control at its command, we didn't stop with just one. We created 2 incredible trolling motors. Introducing the new PowerPole Move Brushless Trolling Motor.
This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin cup whiskey. Mountain whiskey.
Want to know the difference between power bait and other soft plastics? Ask the fish. Berkeley scientists have thousands of flavors tested on thousands of fish. Natural, man-made, every bait that's ever hit the water. No matter the shape, size, or color, power bait is the only one that is scientifically proven. Fish bite and will not let go.
Realize your boat's potential with outboard performance accessories that improve the handling, speed, and economy of your boat. Find your perfect accessory from Bob's Machine.
Welcome back. This is the glorified version of a Bass Fishing Talk Show, and I'm your host, Pat Renwick, and we are excited to bring you Child of Asgard, the one and only Bassmaster Elite Series, let's just say it, superstar, Matthew Robertson. Yes. Yes. Uh-oh, we have a Matt function.
Nah, we got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Matt Robertson. Yes, there he is, folks.
What kind of show would it be unless I jacked it up?
Yeah, you usually do this at the beginning.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, but once you get it right, it's smooth sailing, as usual.
Yeah.
Per quo with Matty Robertson. Matt, it's good to have you back, bud.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Since I've been on the show.
As a feature. Not like you were on the show, you know, little bits and pieces here and there, pop-ins, surprise star cameos, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's good to have a sit-down with you. And these shows, I must confess, are kind of odd for me as a talk show host when I interview or have people that I'm personally close with on the show.
Yeah.
You know, you, Johnny, Seth. When I interview you guys, sometimes I have to move things aside or and meld what's the life we share in the Bassin life as well. And
yeah.
And tonight I wanna give the people, with your permission, a glimpse into the life of Matt Robertson as I know him. Now, if you wish
now,
to...
Why are you trying to get a glimpse up here, Patty?
Yeah, well you will see Patty, as the story unfolds.
Well, hey, listen,
you will see as the story unfolds.
You're going to get people excited.
And you could choose to say, Pat, I don't want to answer that later.
Okay, no, that's not. Yeah. That's not.
But here's the thing. Yeah. We're going to get down to it. And first off, what I want to say, Matt, is congratulations on a great year. What a great year. 2023 Elite Series. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. And I'm also very proud of your amazing beard. It is manscaped. Yes, it's manscaped perfectly. In true Asgardian Thor, son of Odin style. And you also have the son of Odin locks going. So I'm glad you're keeping on our Asgardian heritage through bass fishing. It's very important. We're proud of you for that too, Matt.
Thank you. Yes. I didn't know it was possible, really.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was possible, yeah. But
you never thought you could have a beard that looked that good, did you?
But damn. I can't even look at myself in the mirror sometimes.
But let's be serious, dude. All kidding aside, Nandy and I were talking about this a little bit before the show. We have not ever seen a professional angler in the history of Bassmaster grow to such likable status as you have in such a short period of time, Matthew. Now,
yeah.
So let me ask you this. When you hear the historic rise of Matt Robertson, what does that mean to you? The historic rise of Matt Robertson, the announcer said.
Buddy, if you want to know the truth, I think you're a little hard up for some history. And if you're thinking that, I don't know.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all hard up for history. This show is rich in history. I mean, come on. Are you saying you're being humble about it? It's like you don't think it's historic?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
Like I'm just a regular guy, you know what I mean? So
you are
regular guy who made it fishing, and honestly, if you look back 4 years, I ain't gonna lie to you, it's kinda surreal how everything's, you know, became how it is.
Yeah, and that's what I mean exactly. I mean, that's kind of the answer I was fishing for, quite frankly.
No, yeah, I know.
and I mean, Matt, it's cool to watch. It's a cool thing to watch. I mean, 4 years and you are now the face of a historic brand in fishing, Ugly Stick.
Yeah,
that's
Ugly
weird.
Stick.
That's
Who
weird.
Would've thought?
It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome,
it really is.
Awesome, but weird.
Yeah, one of the best, oldest rods in fishing. I mean, number one selling rod in the world. And yeah, who would have thought?
It was amazing. And I'll give a little bit of history here, Matt, that maybe the bass fishing world doesn't know about. And when you first met Pure Fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You already, in your mind, said to them, I want to represent the Ugly Stick brand. Like, you already preconceived that notion in your mind. Which, quite frankly, in hindsight, is pretty cool. And pretty smart of you, Matt Robertson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was, it really was. Like I didn't go to them, you know, wanting to run an Abu rod or anything. And truth be told, I talked to him about doing a Shakespeare because I run them Shakespeare excursions at the time they were, you know, $16-$18. And that's what I was running a lot of them and Ugly Sticks. And like one of your other rods cost what my whole rod setup cost. But yeah, man, it went to him and yeah, dude, it was.
You're like, I want Shakespeare. I want Ugly. Remember when you spray painted a rod on this show once?
Yeah, red and blue. And
you made a signature.
I tried some silver.
Yeah, that was a nice rod. Did Wendell steal that? Does he have that?
Oh, buddy, whenever Wendell did my driveway, he come over and he says he kind of did it for free or whatever. But, you know, truth be told, I'm If I had $500 worth of tackle left in my barn, I'd be surprised. Like I went over there to pick up a couple things, and I walked in there. I was like, "Where? Well, that's where all my stuff
is." There's Wendell's.
Dude, got like four pegboards lined up. And I'm like, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah, Maddie, it's who you know in bass fishing.
I know.
Yeah, it's who you know.
It's all about who you know.
And Wendell knows you. I mean, that's why he's got pegboards more than Ike and Ellie does in his garage. It's Wendell. Wendell Nelly.
He's got a mustache now.
All right, Matt, before we move on here and get down to some nitty gritty, I want to touch on this importance of this this rise this in this short 4-year time. And when people say life moments, mm-hmm. Obviously that's a very important milestone in someone's life. And in the past 4 years, in my opinion, I think as well as the public's opinion and eyes, you've had quite a few life moments in the last 4 years. Give me a few of them, Matt. Like, what comes to your mind, bud? Crazy, bass fishing, non-bass fishing. Give me some life moments, man. 4 years, you had a lot going on.
Yeah, man. I'll be honest with you. I mean, they don't like to talk about it much, but the first one pops in my head is fishing on FS1 in my underwear and getting fined for that. I mean, that was a hammer of a memory, and I love the hell out of it. I don't care what nobody says.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I didn't actually think you were going to say that, but interesting that that you did. Okay. And do you think about that moment ever still? Do you think about it? Is that kind of just passe?
Yeah, I think about it fairly often. I got to say, I think it's awesome.
And do you remember that moment?
I'm pretty sure the world remembers that.
Now, and I know a lot of other people gave you grief for it. You maybe even went Rambo verbally on a few people about it.
All right, no doubt.
I mean, you verbally assaulted people because of that. Let's just...
I thought it was cool.
I did too. I'm just gonna be honest with you. I enjoyed it just because I enjoyed it. Matt, here's another thing that a lot of people remember on live that one time when you said a few things when you were on live and you didn't know you were on live. And Andy, you remember that one? Yeah, I think you said what you said was, "Hey," and you didn't know you were on camera, and you said, "I think," did it? Remember?
You're going to have to refresh my memory, Patty.
Oh, what you said was, then you said, and then you said, and then you said.
Oh, yeah.
On live.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Remember that time?
Yeah, plenty. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you ever think about
that? I ain't going to lie. I forgot about that.
Oh, you did?
I did. I forgot about that one. Hey, let's just call this the segment where, "Hey, Matt, what all have you got fined for?" Because honestly, if I'm telling you the truth, like, other than looking hella better than everybody else at the Night of Champions every year,
oh, yeah,
like blowing everybody's socks off.
I mean, since you qualified through the team deal.
Yeah. Yeah. From the very beginning.
From the get go.
Like, how's the ratchet from the trailer park looking better than all y'all?
Where do you get those shoes?
Yeah.
All right. So what else did you get fined for before? What else? I mean, while we're on, I didn't want to talk about this yet, but what else did
you do? The cussing, the underwear, uniform violations.
Oh, yeah. Shirts. Cut-off shirts.
Yeah. The cut-off shirts.
Smashing stuff on stage that appeared to be alcoholic beverage.
Oh, no. I didn't get fined for that.
Oh, you did it?
Beverage stuff.
Oh,
no,
good.
No, I didn't get fined for that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I got to say, man, is that I have noticed as a bass fishing fan that bass has kind of embraced you. They were, I'm going to say, they didn't know what the heck to think of you at first. They like had no clue, dude. It's like, who in the heck, like you said it, ratchet. Dude,
yeah.
From the trailer park, out of town, thugging with his rounds. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden doing this stuff. But now Bass, I think, realizes that, hey, maybe you are good for the sport. Not maybe, but hey, you're good for the sport, and here's our platform. The ultimate platform.
Yeah.
And Matt's riding it.
Yep. No, I think we've had some conversations, and I think they were trying to tame the beast, and they realized the beast couldn't be tamed, but, you know, we talked about it, and yeah, I think we, I'm wanting to say, like, listen, they're great, and I think we have found a middle ground.
Dude, I think so, too. I observe this I as really a do. Fan, and I commend Bass for it, because you're, yeah. they... I mean, I'll
listen,
be honest.
Listen, I'm a hard-headed dude. You know me.
Anybody that meets you, bud, you're a hard guy to get it first.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you wear your heart on a sleeve, yet you're like, again, Rambo in First Blood, and you'll go up behind somebody and go, and you'll be like,
there ain't no doubt.
You got that killer in you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll sneak attack them a little.
Yeah. Hey, all this stuff happens quick to people, and sometimes they don't know how to handle it. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes you scare me. You do, because I know things that go on, and sometimes you do scare me as an individual. But then you do things that, and I'm like your illegitimate father. Our brother or whatever. You call me all the time for advice you probably shouldn't be calling me for, honestly. But
it's like let's call Pat because he's crazy enough that he might say it's okay.
He's a 12-year-old in a 54-year-old man's body. Let's call Pat.
But what scares me is whenever you say don't do it, and I'm like, well, I didn't think it was that bad idea.
Yeah. Matt, here's what I'm saying. When you do things that scare me, you always come up with something that kind of levels you out. And the last post I saw of yours, or I shouldn't say the last post I saw, but the post after the derb season was done, after the 23 season, I noticed a lot of anglers, and we've talked about this in the past with our proper bassin. And you do it, Seth does it, I do it, Andy does it. We use the word we. And in your post, you said something like, we had a decent season. We.
Yeah.
Had a decent season. Who's we, Matt? Who's we?
Well, I feel like I represent the working people and everything, the working man. And I'm still a part of them. And it's we're a team, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And
yeah.
You're working, man. You've done jobs, dude. Still think in your mind, you represent the working man. You, Matt Robinson.
Oh, no doubt.
With the nice beard.
I'm sitting here on this show in a cutoff, just in a pair of jeans, just like everybody else out there working.
Hey, but Billy Ray Cyrus had a cutoff on, and then he got a nice beard like you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as nice as mine though, Patty.
That's I'm gonna be honest. He ain't you're achy breaky and more hearts than Billy Ray.
Yeah, if Billy Ray was blonde, then we might be talking, but sorry, you're a boring brunette.
Matt, get it, dude. You're good at jobs. Right? You had a lot.
Oh yeah.
You had a lot.
Yeah, plenty of them. Been fired plenty of times too.
From the bowling alley. We learned about that on Jamie Bruce's Get the Net podcast.
The McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, but you said this to me before, and I wrote this down when I thought of it earlier, and this is a Matt Robertson quote to me, and sometimes you say shit you don't even know you're saying, and I think of it, and I kind of save it in the memory banks. It's in the live well, you know, but the live well is really a cooler. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So you said, I'm good at my jobs and I know I do my jobs well. I'm good at my jobs and I know I do my jobs well. Do you remember saying that to me?
Not in particular, but I will say that is something I would definitely say.
Well, you said it, Matthew. You said it. And what is Jobs? I do. What is Matt Robertson's Jobs?
Man, it's basically anything I've ever done, I've been pretty good at, you know, machining, pressure washing. Like, I was like strove to be the best at everything I did. Like, honestly, this is being pretty cocky or arrogant, but I don't think there's too many people that can hang with me. Programming and machining and pressure washing, and dude, I've been fishing for forever, and it's going to follow into that. You know, like, I don't want to sound cocky or arrogant, but I've always been good at what I do.
My next question, Matt, is a lot of times when you say something like that, people may find you cocky, arrogant, or overconfident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, well, you know.
And, like, you've never cared about that. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never seen a person as confident as you are in real life. But here's the thing. You're confident, yet you're still insecure. And I've never seen it, but your overconfidence takes care of your insecurities, Matty.
Dang, you're not wrong. You're seriously not wrong. And it's amazing how in certain aspects I can be so, a lot of people call it overly confident, but, and then other aspects I'm like, I'm not so sure, but yeah, there's a middle ground for sure.
Yeah. So with that being said, it affects your relationships in life. It affects them, I'm sure, on a personal level, and it affects mm-hmm. them certainly on a competitive level. I mean, let me put it this way. Okay. People that are driven by vision often mm-hmm. have blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, Matt? It's like,
yeah, 100%. Like, you're focused on that one thing, and, you're not seeing everything else around you, you know? Like, you're literally zoned in on it.
Yeah, like, that is your thing. Like, we've heard Klon talk about the creative visualization thing many times. And
yeah.
But people of, I mean, creative visualization and people of vision are similar yet different, because the creative visualization still has an end goal as well. But the when you are a man of vision, it may seem your drive may seem that you don't care about anything else, but you really do. Is that describe anything about you, Matt?
100%. 100%.
Well, give me an example. Give me an example how that's in your life. Because driven people have, there's cause and effect. Remember we used to talk about that? That's cause and effect.
Oh, yeah.
The drive to success has cause and effect. Give me an example of it in your life.
Yeah, just like, with the focus on fishing, you kind of sacrifice all your family relationships, even your regular job, you sacrifice that stuff. And the only thing you're focused on is being on the water, practicing, getting ready for derbs, and everything else suffers, you know, like your main focus is fishing. And you have to be willing to make those sacrifices, you know, I think especially to make it on this level.
Well said, you know? Matt. Well said. And I think that the sacrifice, so the vision has, the goal is to achieve the vision.
Yeah.
And, but isn't also the goal and the hard work towards the vision to also achieve some sort of stability or comfort? As well, I know that they say, don't ever get content in you know, your past doings or whatever. But isn't all the hard work towards a comfort, to find that comfort in life? Isn't it?
Oh, there ain't no doubt. There ain't no doubt.
So when can you take off the gas? When do you let off the pedal?
Hmm. whenever we retire, baby. Like, we're going to have a half dozen classic trophies and a bunch of blue ones surrounding them. And yeah, like whenever we retire, we'll let the foot off the gas.
And you've been gassing, bro. You've been gassing.
We've been gassing for a few years now. And we're going to keep on gassing.
You like the elites?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, I like them. I love them.
3 years.
I really do.
3 years you've been
in that? 3 years. And there's a little more. I mean, there's some stuff that you didn't realize was there, but yeah, I like it.
Hey, let's have at this opportunity, let's say congratulations to Fujita, Walters.
Yep.
The Cowboy and Kyle Welcher on their achievements year. Congratulations,
heck of
boys.
Achievements.
Yeah, what a great season by those guys, no doubt about it, man. Hey, Matt, in this elite adventure, do you have a particular kick in the crotch moment, as well as a particular milestone of something that you know you're getting towards the vision with?
Yeah, you know, my kick in the crotch moment's going to be every time I step foot in Florida.
Oh, yikes.
That place is.
Hey, you qualified for the classic the first time through.
I know. It's, dude, I'm telling you, I've done well in Florida. I've won some big ones in Florida, but whenever I don't win, I come in 80 or 90th place.
Yeah. Or worse.
Florida's hit both. Florida smashed both my balls.
Plum crushers.
Oh gosh.
So what's something that you've done in these past 3 years on the elites that you feel is a step towards achieving the vision?
I'll be honest with you, it's kind of, you know, I fish locally and was really successful locally. I feel like as much as somebody could be. And whenever you qualify for the elites, I mean, I was traveling to different bodies of water, but then you're actually in the elite series. And I was a little nervous about, you know, going to all these different bodies of water, the northern swings and all that. And now I hate to say it, but my confidence is even higher than it was, just for the fact I've kind of.
You're good at your job? Are you good at your job?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm good at my job.
Oh, you're good at your job.
I'm good at my job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
At all the different lakes, except for Florida.
At Florida, you're still looking for a job? Is that kind of how it is, Matt?
Yeah. If Florida burns down the whole state, it wasn't me.
Maybe John Cox and Keith Carson could give you some recommendations on job and throw some good names in for job applications for you in Florida.
I might have to go down there and help Keith paint the cash check in Florida.
Do you know somebody stealing Keith's underwear? You heard about that one.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about that. I may have to steal a pair.
Hey, let's go back. Well, yeah, you need some custom ones, but let's go back here a little bit, Matt. 2020 was... That was a cool year.
Yeah.
That was a cool year. You were Opens angler, Matt Robertson. And look at your buds. Look at Choder right now. Look at Jamie Bruce. All our buds running through the Opens. And think about that. That was you, little pudgy Matty Robertson, running through the Opens.
Sure was pudgy. But yeah, that wasn't long ago, man. And those guys don't realize how, you know, Brucey's doing well. And he has a couple more good derbs. He might qualify. And Choder's fishing. And shoot, man, I'm telling you, it wasn't long ago. And it all can happen fast.
Dude, I mean, and so... I obviously we were personally vested in your 2020 season here at Straycast, and we the first couple were, you know, were a little iffy. The first iffy, you know, Florida, whatever again. And then you started to climb. You had a 17th, remember, Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 17th over there.
Yeah,
and then you won at Cherokee.
Yeah,
and then you had second. Where was the second?
Neely Henry. Week before.
Yeah, and that was all in a time. And then the last derb of the season was like a 31st, and that's where you qualify. Where were you at? Yeah. Lay Lake. You were at Lay Lake.
Lay Lake. Listen, I was going to try to win, but I had a pep talk from Wendell.
Okay.
He's like, he calls me the night before. He's like, listen, Matt. He's like, don't be stupid. Don't go out there and try to win. Just go out there and catch five keepers. Just go catch for days. Whenever you think you're going to go over here and throw this big swim bait, remember, don't be stupid. I was like, I hate you, Wendell. Because you know how many times that day I had to think about that? Like, don't be stupid, Matt.
Yeah, you wanted to throw the gym shoe at him. You did.
Oh, I know. The problem is I caught a few on practice on it, and I'm just like, oh, my God. They're like, even I had to have crappy weather, and it's like, oh, my gosh. It's like the Lord's telling me to freaking go throw the big swim bait, and I'm not going to do it.
Hey, but Wendell was right again.
I know. Oh, don't tell him. I hope he's not listening.
He might be.
He's got a big enough head, and my hats won't fit on it. Good Lord, we don't need to get any bigger.
You had to get a custom Onum hat made out of a gunny sack, didn't you? Potato sack?
Yeah, and it still barely fits. It
But I remember that day, dude. That's why I bring this up. Yeah. Like, I remember that Lay Lake Derb. And I remember like texting Ronnie Moore, Chris Mitchell. We're all we think Matt made it. We think Matt made it. And then Matt's in. And like,
yep.
And then you're flipping out. You're calling everybody now and you're,
huh.
And you're happy. You're just happy. Yeah. Maddie. Happy Maddie. Ain't it?
It was a good time, buddy. I was calling everybody.
Well, I got to tell you this. So you've come a long way, and in a short time, 46 Bassmaster tournaments. Now that's Elite mm-hmm. Series, Opens, combined. We just probed Ronnie Moore for this. By the way, and 34 times you've been in the money, Maddie.
Nice.
34 times you've been in the money. Now get this. What does that say? Oh, I get it. Get this, Matt. Now, in your BASS career. Oh, wait, you know. Okay, I get it. I'm sorry, Bass Galaxy. I'm getting an update right now. I'm getting an update right now, and now I get this. Matt, in your BASS career, you have caught 1,596 pounds of bass.
Yep.
1,596 pounds of bass. And you have, do you know how much money you've won? You've won $375,119. $375,119. Now, Andy, what did your calculations come out to be?
Well, since we have Matt here.
Yeah.
And he is the king of mathematics.
He is mathematics. That's I kind of stumbled on this.
He already probably know.
Y'all got to make me do this again.
I mean, it's been a while, and we know you can do math in your head like no other person. And I'm sorry, Andy, about this.
It's all right.
So, all right, here's, do you want the numbers again or what? You already got.
Yeah. I got to have the numbers without the words.
Okay. 1,596. 375,119. That's the dollars. $375,119 you have won in BASS. Mm-hmm. And you have caught 1,596 pounds of bass. Now, Matt Robertson, how much is each bass you have caught worth per pound at this point of your career? Figure it out in your head. Do it. Matthew Maddox.
$235 and some change. It's small change. $235 and small change.
Ginge. No way.
To the penny.
And what is the actual? So
three
he got
cents,
200.
So it's $235 and 3 cents.
$235.03.
Yep, he's on it.
I thought it was a little more change than that, but that's okay. That's close enough.
All right, you can round up to four.
A lot of people think this is BS, but you do that stuff. Like you, you do this, and is that from your machining days? Is that like all the numbers from the machining days?
No, yeah, a lot of people don't realize like the machining was all numbers. So it was like trigonometry, the Pythagorean theorem, the Cartesian coordinate system is what I used to program machines, not just the X and Y axes, but X, Y, and Z axes, as well as five axes. And like, it's not just like one, you know, X, one, Y, one. You go into, you know, hundreds of thousands and,
yes,
you know, four,
and this
five,
is
six
basic,
decimal places.
This is algebraic theory from the trailer park with Matthew Robertson. And so many people, including myself, don't even know what you said. Ginge knows what you said. I don't know what you said, but they're like, you do math in your head. So whenever you see whenever you see Matt, stop him and have him do math in his head.
Good with the numbers. Good with the numbers.
He's a numbers guy. oh, goodness gracious. Maddie, I think that if we look at that amount of money, 200 and I lost it already, 35. So how much of that per pound is from a live scope, Matt? Like, if you had to break it down. I mean, like, you know,
man, I would say at least half of it.
Okay.
At least half of it.
At least half of it. Now, Matt, I know you and I talk. And how? So there's a surefire way on the internet now to cause controversy, and that's to talk about stuffing weights and walleyes. There's also forward facing sonar. And
hot topic, and I didn't even realize it was one until I was way behind the trend. But.
Well, it used to be just the Reverend Randy that was upset with it, and now it seems everybody's upset. Oh. But hear me out, Maddie. Let's back up. So the first time that that I hung out with you on your boat in Kentucky Lake. Mm-hmm. Probably like 2019, 18 or something like that. And I mean, and let's be honest, bud, you were already using it to win tournaments on Kentucky Lake. Mm-hmm. You were using like you were showing Seth and I stuff and you're like, that's carp. That's da, 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 da. Let's go.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit. Okay. I guess we're going. You're like,
strap
down, boys. We're going. And then next spot, man, it's all carp again. Son of. You know, I mean, you were on the live scope at that point. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we start to see it really wasn't happening in the Elite Series at that point. People had it, but it wasn't as prevalent or dominant at that time. And I think we've talked about it before on this show that it seems historically that into the Elite Series, and correct me if I'm wrong, forward facing kind of showed itself on that St. Clair tournament, the one after Seth won, the one Billy Weidler won.
That was
on
St. Clair,
2020. And then it was like everybody was like, oh, okay, we better get this deal. We better get this deal. Now, 2021 and 2021, let's go back, 2021. Was not completely dominated by the live scope. 2022 was starting to see more of the forward facing forward. And now, obviously, in 2023, Matt Robertson, it's there.
Oh, yeah.
I see you're just as bored with forward facing as I am.
Yeah, you know, I gotta tell you, man. Like,
but I'm telling you. So in other words, Matt, it's here to say. Why are people causing such a fuss about it? Why?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Like, forward facing sonar's been out for 5 or 6 years, and like, no, listen, there's a bunch of crybabies out there talking about forward facing sonar and how it makes fishing boring. If fishing's boring now, well, I got news for you. Like, whenever Bass Live came out is whenever forward-facing sonar came out. So you haven't really seen fishing without live fishing without forward-facing sonar. Like, you really haven't.
You mean the extended coverage, per se, the extended coverage.
The live coverage.
Okay. Well, I think we've had live Okay. How long have we had Live? I'm not.
6-7 years?
Well,
Live's
been out since
2018.
Okay. Cool. I do not know the answer to that. That's why I'm asking you. Okay.
Well, I ain't far off.
No, I'm sure you're pretty close. I'm sure. And we've had it since the get-go, is what you're saying.
Yeah. We've had it since about the get-go, even if it's a few years. Who cares? Like, why are we waiting till now to complain about it? Like, it.
Why are we? Why?
Dude, this has been around for plenty of time, and I hate to say it, but Bill Wilder won in 2020. Like, so where were y'all at then complaining about it? Like, I don't get it, dude. Like, it's part of the industry. Like, and I don't think it, listen, like, no offense against these guys that are complaining about it, but how are you going to entertain them anymore other than catching fish? Because, like, no offense against nobody, but I don't see too many personalities out there entertaining them with the microphone. So, I mean, and they're watching fishing to catch bass, and LiveScope provides a way to catch bass, you know? Like, getting rid of LiveScope from the Elite Series isn't going to make guys start fishing shallow and start flipping bushes. Like, we know those fish are out there offshore. We're still going to be fishing for them. You know, it's going to be the same deal. It's going to be the same deal.
And people complain about the live television. I mean, it's so much in an uproar that I know that the tournament organizations are calling anglers for recommendations and opinions and advice, because people are bitching about the live television and all people are doing is staring at screens. But what is it more entertaining to watch a Dobbin Derb with a guy? Now, I love Dobbin. I mean, I do too. That's my deal, man. And like, okay, you get 7 bites and you make 637 dobs. You're on a live scope derb and you catch 86 fish and seven that you're, or five that you're going to bring to the derb and two that you call out. You know what I mean? It's like, it's what's the difference?
Yeah, we can go back to catching 6, 7, 8 fish doing different things and watch them cast a bunch, or you can watch them look at a screen. Like, it's like, I hate to say it, but fishing's fishing, man. Either you like watching it or you don't. Like, live scope ain't going to change the entertainment. And what are you going to do? You going to take away live scope for 100 fishermen in the world? Really? Like, you're going to take live scope away from only your best 100 fishermen in the world, but everybody else in the world's going to be using it. It makes no sense.
Well, Matt, they say that non-skilled anglers can compete with you elitists as long as they have the periscope, the forward facer, the live scope. Gingy, that's what the people say. Gingy said, no effing way, is what Gingy said adamantly from the back.
Listen. How many live scopes are out there on all them bass boats in the world? And it's the same guys competing at the top level. So you can't say that.
Well, that's what they're saying. You know? That's what people are saying.
Listen, I mean,
hey, if you get that, you could catch as many fish periscoping as Matthew Robertson.
Yeah.
Or is the Jesus of live scoping Fujita?
I ain't going to lie to you. He might be the Jesus of live scoping. That kid's good.
Our buddy Seth coined that. He really is. He is.
Dude, he is a live scoping wizard. I ain't going to lie to you. He really is. But stick that kid on the Sabine River, man. Like, it's just styles of fishing. what are we going to do? Like, what's next? You going to get rid of live scoping because some people's good at it? You going to... What about whenever it comes skipping a jig under a dock? Oh, man, I can skip a jig under a dock further than you, so am I not going to be able to do that anymore? Like, where does it stop?
All right, Matt. Well, let me run something by you real quick. Now,
okay.
So the schedule now for Bassmaster is out.
Yeah.
It's out. Released it and today. We know the 2024 Bassmaster Elite Series schedule. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not going to go derb by derb, but check this out, Matt. Okay, stop 1 and 2 are in Texas this year.
Oh, no.
Early. February, right?
Yeah.
End of Feb. Is that a live scope in Derp? Okay, February tournament in Texas. What do we got? Toledo Bend in Lake Fork. Oh, producer says not a live scope tournament. What do you think, Matt?
I think you'll see a lot of guys catching shallow, but I think it'll be one live scoping.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay. Oh, he said, okay. So. Andy's like changing his mind on the jerkbait. And I see where you were thinking too, Andy, on your behalf. I got you there.
No, yeah. There'd be fish spawning and doing that stuff, I think. I'm not no Texas expert, but I'm just guessing.
But you're going to say it'll be one on a live scope.
It'll be one on a live scope.
Okay. So at this point, get ready to watch a live scope derp.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
For giant largemouth.
Giant largemouth bass. And a little bit of mixed in, bed dive.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh, so, they'll be diving down there. You'll see old school bassin come into play in those darts.
So that's good television. So Winers.
Oh yeah,
Winers first two events. Good TV, yep. Right? Good TV. We're just being real about this, Matt. Now we're going to Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? You know what's over there? You know what's at Grand Lake, over in Oki. After the short little break, a little BMC. That a live scope derb?
Yeah. I don't think so. No. I don't think it's going to be a live scope derb.
Okay. Grand Lake's not a live scope derb. Then we go to Florida. Harris Chain of Lakes, St. John's River. Now, hey, Okeechobee was one on live scope. So was Seminole one on live scope.
It was.
You know, hey, in 23, are these tournaments live scope tournaments, Matt Robertson? Harris Chain of Lakes and St. John River? Rick Klun's
I don't know,
River?
Man. Like, the Harris Chain has the potential for the live scope, but I really don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So another mixed bag derp, maybe?
Yeah.
Like a little country, bag. A little Western, a little rock, a little roll, a little hip, a little hop.
Yeah, you never know whenever a Tyler Rivette's going to figure out a little something on it.
Because he's hungry. Because Tyler was hungry. So he figured it out. Want some sockeye for dinner.
Jeez.
Unreal.
Hey, I've seen him crappie fishing everywhere this year.
He just loves it. Hey, and then Murray, okay, and Wheeler. Murray and Wheeler. Are those live scope lakes?
I don't think it'd be a live scope on Murray. And I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, I know I'm saying no on a lot of live scoping, but good Lord. Like, you know, it'll probably play a little more, but Wheeler. Like, I'm going to say no on those two.
Okay. All right. No.
As bad as I hate, like, I don't think so. I don't think the live scope will win.
All right. We're marking this. This is historically marked, and I want to compare it. I think you're on the right page, though. I think you're on the right page.
Yeah, yeah.
And, Matt, I got to tell you, the Northern Swing looks pretty predictable at the end with a little visit to the St. Lawrence River in Lake Champlain. Will those be live scope?
No way. No way live scope wins on those.
All chatterbait chicken shallow.
No. Yeah, live scope 100% win those.
5,000,000%.
Yeah. 100%.
So get ready again at the end of the season if someone doesn't make... Would it be a horrible mistake to ban live scope? Would it be a horrible mistake?
Yeah, 100%. It's we haven't been doing it too long. You know, if it was the first year, yeah, but no, we've been doing this too long.
Yeah, you can only use single blade spinner baits too. The extra blade is extra flash, Matt Robertson.
Yeah. You're not, well, I'm in trouble. Unless it's cold.
Matt, so here's what I want from you, and I believe the rest of the Bass Galaxy wants from you as well. Since we are now appointing you president, now, I think, Matt, you know that I just learned how to use side imaging, so I don't even periscope.
Yeah.
But I would. If I had one, I'd periscope. I'm like, whatever, periscope them up, bud. Catch them how you can. But Matt, you have been elected by the Bass Galaxy as the president.
That's dangerous.
Of the Live Scope Nation. Matt Robertson on them. You are the president of the Live Scope Nation, and what we need from you right now, Matt Robertson, is your solution to the worldwide live scoping pandemic?
Well, thank all the crybabies. Just need to get a little better at it. I got to be honest with you. Like, I try to come up something fancy, but yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Robinson, Robertson, with the simplest solution of them all.
Dude. Yeah.
Crybabies get better at bassing.
Yep.
I like it, Matt. I like it.
I mean, that's all I got for him. I'll be honest with you. I'm about live scoped out. I see all I've seen was live scope posts on Instagram, Facebook. I had to put it down. About like watching politics.
That's where Andy's at today. That's where Andy God. Is too. The poor guy. I'm so sorry. Hey, Matt, but you're good at it. You're good at it. And yeah. Oh, by the way, Bass Galaxy, if you're just tuning in and don't know, to commemorate and celebrate President of the Live Scope Nation, Bass Galaxy's Prez, Matt Robertson. Bunch of our partners are giving away stuff tonight, Matt. Yeah. All right.
Giving away some good stuff. Yeah. What are they giving away, Patty?
Our partners, our advertising partners. You know what I mean? So, yeah, all kinds of. We got the, what's that deal you've been throwing with the Periscope? The Berkeley deal?
The power switch. It's the real deal, too. I kind of was a little skeptical at first. I ain't going to lie to you. You look at it, you're like, I don't know about this thing, but it catches them.
The and we're giving some of those away tonight. All they have to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. And what's the deal with that? You're just, I mean, like you spot the fish with the power bait switch, and it's just basically a jig head minnow for those that don't know. But what's special about it? Why is it special?
It's like a harness to Mickey rig, and the way the belly's made is you cast it out there and you kind of bring it over the fish, and you don't twitch it hard. It's like a real subtle twitch. You know, with your rod, and it just kind of darts a little bit like this. Oh. Kind of like the mix between a Damiki rig and a jerkbait. And, buddy, I'm telling you, they cannot stand it. And if you do have them under the boat, you want to drop down, drop straight to them. That thing will set perfectly level no matter what. And, dude,
really?
They come up and chop it.
You said harnessed Damiki rig. What?
Yeah, instead, you know, like... a harness swim bait, the head's built into it.
You mean like the cull shad or like the Nessie deal?
Yeah, it's just like that. The hook and the weight's built into it, and you don't have a jig head, so they don't pair up. Like I caught 20 or 30 fish on them, and they're still tied on my rod.
Andy wants those now. He just popped his head up. Andy, put your name in for the like and share for the switches. Brad will get him some out.
Brad won't even give me some. He better not give Andy some. Brad, oh, you're getting a phone call tomorrow.
So back to it. Also, Matt, we're giving away an Ugly Stick carbon rod.
Oh yeah,
tonight from the good people at Ugly Stick, because you are the face of Ugly Stick. So we're giving that away.
You won't be disappointed with that.
Also, you have some of the sharpest sunglasses in the biz. That's the Waterland.
The Waterland sharpest.
We're giving away a set of those tonight. We're giving away a little hooch, a little from Tin Cup Whiskey. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Little fun pack. Have the Tin Cup fun pack.
We're giving away that and Power Pole fun pack tonight.
Nice.
All because of you. What do you mean? Just because of you, Matt.
Yeah. I'm wondering how people's getting that stuff because I can't get it.
Hey, it's who you know in this business. Remember, Matt?
I know.
It's who you know in this business. Hey, We got that out of the way. And well said, Matt. Shut up, crybabies. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's talk personal and wrap this deal up here. Okay.
All right. Let's get personal.
Let's get to the nitty gritty. Right now. The nitty gritty. Remember the cattle farmer?
Oh gosh, dude, we haven't talked about that with the world.
Remember the cattle farmer?
Patty, I almost forgot about this. People
remember
are gonna die.
The cattle. So Matt, tell the world about the cattle farmer. And he made promises to all of us. I'll just tell you, Seth was excited about it. I was excited about it. My family, Andy, everybody excited about it. The cattle farm.
The first year I qualify for the Elite Series.
Yes, sir.
I got this guy calls me. And he's in East Tennessee. And he's like, man, I own Whaley Cattle Company down in Florida, and I own stuff up in here in Tennessee all over. Give me this whole spiel. And he's like, I want to sponsor you, blah, blah, blah. Going to give you, hell, I'll throw the number out there. He's like, I'm going to give you $65,000. And yeah, dude, like, it's like rookie dream, right?
Yeah. He's going to drive us all around in a helicopter. I'm ready to go, man.
Yeah, going to fly us around, do this, me, you, and Seth. I mean, dude, like, and here's the thing. Like, he was telling me all about the cattle ranch down there in Florida, and I'm like, I was a little skeptical. I was just doing a little research, and everything's checking out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, everything's checking out.
Yeah. Your agency at the time even had negotiations with this gentleman.
Yeah, the agency had a go. That's for real. And
this is bass fishing, folks.
Dude, everything's checking out for real. I'm like, yeah. Hell yeah. Just knocked it out of the park. And yeah, dude, come time to start getting the boat raft and everything. And it kind of things wasn't really happening. And things started getting a little skeptical. He was supposed to send me a check and didn't. And I was like, listen, I drove. It was this much. I drove to, where was it? Chattanooga?
Yeah.
I drove to Chattanooga and met this guy.
Yeah. He met you.
I met this guy.
With the 65K.
Shook hands with him. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I met him and then still nothing. And I'm like, listen, finally, I was like, I pushed the envelope. I was like, listen, dude, like, I'll drive and get a check tomorrow, but something's got to happen. Like, we're, like, fishing starting next month. And he was trying to get my bank account number and routing number to wire the money to me. He was trying to get that through the agency and all this. And, dude, and I started doing some research, and Seth started doing some research, and we all started digging. I found the number for Whaley Cattle Company in Florida, and I called them. And there's a lady there. I was like, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of the owner of Whaley Cattle Company. And she said, well, you're speaking to her. And I'm like, told her the whole deal. And she's like, you've got to be kidding me. And
that's your title sponsor.
That's my title sponsor.
Yeah.
And it was, what kind of scam do you call that? Like, I don't know.
What happened to this guy? Where's the cattle farmer? Where is this cat? Like, the dude. So what did the lady say about the dude? Who actually was this guy? Like, I mean, don't give names.
The dude was somebody she knew's friend or something. Do you remember exactly, Pat?
No, it was like somebody that used to work there as a hired hand or something like that.
Yeah, it was something.
But he was,
and I'm like,
dude. I think he wanted to bring you to the well, and it puts the lotion on, is what.
Well, let me tell you something. It was either that, or he was trying to. Buddy, I hate to think somebody thought I was loaded. Then I was living in a trailer in the trailer park. You know, I mean, I was trying to make the Elite Series, so you know, I was broke as shit.
Well,
like,
he thought that pressure cleaning was, and all those wins on Kentucky Lake were bringing in big money. I mean, you remember?
Hell, I was paying the bills.
Now you remember 2019? You call me up and you'd say, Patty, man, I burnt the hell out of my hand on the pressure cleaning manifold, but I think I can win the Derby tomorrow. So I'm gonna duct tape this Dollar General bag to my hand, and I think I could still throw the swim bait.
Do you remember how bad that burn was? Dude?
Yeah, I do. I do. That's a 2019 phone call. All right.
Yeah, it was a 19.
To keep that in your head. Now a 2023 Matt Robertson phone call is like, hey Pat, I just got waxed. You got to try this. It's amazing.
You saved 10 times as much toilet paper after you did it.
What happened? 2019 burnt my hand on a man to fold. 2023 you're getting waxes at the finest spas in the land. Maddie.
And I even give you a few shots while you're doing it.
Ease the pain a little. Here's a little tin cup for you.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, the stories have changed, ain't they?
Are you the same guy? Are you the same Matt Roberts?
Oh, yeah.
The phone calls are different. But
but the phone calls are different, but I still jacked up the story, son.
The stories go with the flow.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The story might cost me $70 now. I'm paying for the story now like an idiot.
So if there's any waxing spas out there that want to sponsor Matt Robertson, he is available for sponsorship are you addicted to anything besides bass fishing, Matt? Like, I'm so addicted to Häagen-Dazs ice cream right now that I sometimes it kills me. All right. Are you addicted to anything in life besides bass fishing?
Yeah, I have a confession.
What?
There's two things.
Okay.
A pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks, not Dunkin', because them damn Dunkin' Donuts sucks. Gosh, damn, I've never been more disappointed as Dunkin' Donuts.
A pumpkin spiced latte from Starbucks. Okay.
Yeah.
Wax guy.
Yeah.
Okay, just got waxed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, three things. Wax. I've been absolutely smashing, dude. A Whataburger and a vanilla milkshake.
Ooh, Whataburgers are good. Oh, you're the Whataburger menu of the day, too, on the Bassmasters.
Buddy, you can tell I've been drinking a few of them milkshakes because of my belly here. We ain't going to show it.
That's what I do.
I ain't been running enough.
That's what I do at the Häagen-Dazs.
And, dude, I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know what Chick-fil-A is doing to their employees to make them so nice. But they got to be on some type of drugs or possessed. Like, something. I've never seen a group of people so happy in my life.
At where?
So, at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, really?
I've been smashing a spicy chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And some waffle fries. And on the waffle fries, you got to ask for the honey roasted barbecue sauce to put on the French fries and Chick-fil-A sauce. Let me tell you something, buddy. Oh, it'll make you smack your mama sideways.
Andy says it's the Lord's waffle fries. Is what that is.
Put the honey roasted barbecue sauce on them things, or the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Wanting to go to the Chick-fil-A or to Baxby, or wasn't it called Bixby? Baxby.
Zaxby's. Oh, yeah. I done traded Zaxby's in. Their chicken kind of went subpar.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, you say subpar as far as, you said before, I've been a little off on my exercising. But I got to tell you, Matt, you've made quite a transformation. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times, I relate to why you run. I know why you do what you do. I relate to it. And there's always a point, you know, you'll call me up and you'll be like, hey, man, I did a 10-minute mile today. And I'm like, dude, I'm 50 and I did 54 and I did a 10-minute mile today. I go, Aaron, do a 7.5. And you call me the next day and you'd be like, I did an 8.5, Pat. Did an 8.5. But,
oh, yeah.
I mean, but you push it. You push it. And you want it to look better, and you do look better. Why did you want to look better? Why, in Matt Robertson's words, what was bothering you? I mean, because I know you were bothered. Do you want to tell people what the deal is? Like, I mean,
oh, yeah, you know, I don't know, it's different aspects, just, you know, the way I looked, the way I felt, all of it, you know, and I knew there was a sexy beast under here, so we had just had to pull her out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we've always thought you were a sexy beast. That consensus has always been in. But I think the problem was you might not have thought that. When you look at old videos, does it ever make you like mad at all? Or like I don't know the word. Like, how do you feel? Like, because you look better now, and then you look at other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I see myself when I was heavier, and I'm like, you know, I don't necessarily like it, you know.
No, I don't like it. And, dude, I got to tell you, like, I ain't going back. There ain't no way. I guess that's another thing I'm addicted to is working out, because I lift 4 days a week. I run every day. And, dude, I'm telling you, like, I feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
And, dude, I'm telling you, like, whenever you look in the mirror, listen, I know there's a lot of fat people out there. And I'm telling you, like, I know confident people who's chunky, but you go look in the mirror. And you look good, and you feel good, and you feel good about yourself. You're more confident. Like, dude, I'm telling you, like, whenever you say there ain't too many people as confident as me, you know.
Yeah, you were one of the most confident people I've ever met.
And
the most confidently insecure.
You're not wrong.
Sorry. I love you.
You're not wrong. But now that confidence, like, you know. That confidence, looking in the mirror, feeling good, looking good, dude, it rolls over into every part of your life.
Yeah, and you're fishing like better. You're loving better. You're doing your job better in all aspects. You're ugly sticking better. I mean, I don't know. Maybe is there new ugly sticking coming up with a svelte Matt Robertson? Is there some new series? Is there?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to say about it or not, but yeah, there probably is.
Interesting. Because I enjoyed the hell out of the first round.
Yeah. But yeah, I know mean, they got some stuff in the works, and we had a meeting a little while back, and yeah, we got some more stuff in the works for some more ugly stick content. It's going to be fun.
All right.
It's gonna be fun. We may even have to get you in on it, Patty.
We'll have to ask Brad. We'll have to ask our boss if it's okay. Yeah. We'll have to see. Hey, let me break this down a little bit, Matt. I don't know how to put this. How many tattoos do you have, Matt? Total on your body?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
tattoos on your body. Now, let's say that you talked about that retirement time. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't even pre-retirement. You've been in the game for a little bit, you know, like Iaconelli, man. Iaconelli was in the game for a little bit, and you know, or not a little bit, but won a classic and was achieving success in AOI, and he wrote a book.
Yeah.
Remember the book? That's a good book. Yeah. What was it? Fishing on the Edge? Is that what
I got it. Yeah. I got Mike's book.
That's a great book. And in that book, he of course showed pictures of his tattoos. If there is a book about you in the future, will you show pictures of all your tattoos? And if you're not going to show a picture of a certain tattoo, which tattoo will you leave out of the book?
Oh, yeah, well,
that's how you talk show. My friend.
We will show all the tattoos, man.
All the tattoos will be pictured in the book. Interesting. 5 tattoos, 5 pictures. Okay, in the tell-all book by Matt Roberts.
It will be a tell-all.
Oh yeah, you can measure the fun on one of those tattoos. You know what I mean? You can measure the fun on one of those tattoos. That's hey, our special guest cannot make it tonight, Matt, so it's just you and I, which is I'm fine with.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. Now it was not going to be your fishing hero, Jimmy Houston. It was not going to be him. Just to let you know, it was not.
Okay,
but besides Jimmy Houston in Bassin right now, who's your hero in Bassin? Who's your hero?
My hero in Bassin right now.
Yeah.
I really don't know, Patty.
Really? Yeah. You don't have a hero in Bassin. That's interesting. I don't.
I mean, Jimmy Houston is.
I know. He's your guy, but I mean, like, okay, yeah. So, who's an angler on the Elite Series that you aspire to be better than?
Probably
Andy.
I know what you're looking for, Patty.
No, I don't know. I'm really not looking for anything in specific. I promise you. Andy's answer was perfect.
I'll probably look to be better than like Jason Christie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
now
I got some.
Okay,
why? I got some spinnerbait magic to prove.
You brought it up, not me. I swear to you, I was not looking for that. But one time we did have a conversation, you and I and someone else. I won't bring into this.
Yeah.
And another person, a fourth person. Well, there was actually a fourth person involved. And you were mad when we told you that Jason Christie was a better spinnerbait fisherman than you. You were so mad that you actually punched yourself.
I really was mad.
You were mad. You punched yourself. Because you're like, no, he is not, Pat. He's not a better spinnerbait fisherman than me. Boom, boom, I'll beat the shit out of me. You did that. That's how crazy you are about Bassin and competitiveness. You're a freak.
I know.
You're a freak. Gosh dang it.
We're letting some good stories out tonight, ain't we?
Maddie, you're a freak.
Hi, buddy. I was ready to put the money to it, too.
Matt, I mean, dude, you're one of a kind. You're one of a kind angler. And again, the Bass Galaxy loves having you as part of the Bass Galaxy, as dumb as that sounds, man. You're a breath of fresh air, and we're happy that you are where you are. With that all being said, Matt, I got to ask you this kind of before we move on here to the same path of happy destiny. Mm-hmm. Is Grandpa proud of you? Was Grandpa proud of everything you've done in bass fishing and in life in these last 4 years?
I'll think about it a little more often than what you think. And I think there'd be some times he'd call me a dumbass, but I think overall fishing wise, I think he would be. Probably tell me to put my damn pants back on a few times, but other than that, I think he would be.
And I'm amiss to say for those that don't know, Maddie's grandpa got him into bassing, and they fished together quite often. And Maddie, you were raised by your granddad and your mommy, and and your grandpa meant the world to you. Like that was the dude. That's the hero. Mm-hmm. But besides the Jimmy Houston deal and all that, and I think he'd be proud of you too. I never met the guy. I only know stories from you and from your mama, but. I think he would be too. I think that he might be. I bet he wouldn't be surprised at the path that you took.
No, he wouldn't be surprised. Like me and him were polar opposites, and like I always run my mouth back then too, and did whatever I want. I remember one of the sayings he'd always say to me. He said, "Matt, don't let that alligator mouth overload that hummingbird ass of yours," and. So yeah, he wouldn't be surprised at the path, but I think he'd be proud still.
I do too, man. And, hey, will you do me a favor, man? And the whole Bass Galaxy a favor. I know you love the Instagram. Maddie loves to be on the Instagram. Would you post that picture? Would you take a picture of that picture of you and Grandpa that you have on your mantle and make that a Facebook or an Instagram post?
Show will.
I'd love to see that, dude. And I think the whole Bass Galaxy would, because it's really a cool picture. And it kind of...
It is.
And there's a Rod Stewart song that says, every picture tells a story, don't it? And that one tells a story, dude. And
that one does tell one.
Guess what? You're facing forward in that...
yep.
in that picture, bud. Hey, it's always a pleasure to have you on this show, and I'm glad we got to spend some one-on-one time together on the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too. I loved it. It's been a while, and I've been too long, really.
And give our friend a hug, would you?
I will.
Okay. Promise?
I will.
Thank you.
Promise.
Okay. Hey, so we have some business to do before we get out of here, and you got to give away some prizes.
Let's do it.
I mean, we got to give them away live on the air. There's a there's Power Pole, there's Tin Cup Whiskey, there's Waterland, there's Berkeley, and there's Ugly Stick. So, Jen, do you have the info, Maddie? Did you get all that?
I know I got one of them here. Let me see here.
Ginge, what should we do first? Which one? We're going to give away
the
Ugly Stick Carbon Light first. Now, what do you want? What do you got, Ginge? Fanfares? You got Honky Tonk Nighttime Man? You got Drum Roll? You got Inagata DeVita? Or do you have YYZ by Yes? YYZ by Yes. Okay, so here you go. The winner of the... What was it? Oh, Ugly Stick. The Ugly Stick.
Ugly Stick.
Ugly Stick Carpet Rodgers.
Steve Wise.
Steve Wise.
Yep.
Steve Wise, you won the Ugly Stick deal. Message, a big supporter.
Congratulations. Yeah,
message JR Rock and Shoal Fantasy on the Stray Cast Facebook page. Yeah, we'll do. Oh, yeah, that's all at the end. Sorry, Ginge, that's why you're the producer and I'm the talker. I'm a talker. Okay, Waterland sunglasses, the amazing Onum sunglasses, stylishly svelte.
Oh, yeah.
With a retro look and the ability to help you X-ray vision babes everywhere in these glasses. Anyway, what does that even mean? Who won?
John Broadbent.
John Broadbent, you are the winner of the Onum sunglasses. Those are cool, dude. I like the Waterland.
They are good.
I'm enjoying. They don't hurt my eyes. The Waterland lenses. I like them. Not for real.
And they don't. They don't give me headaches.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They don't. They same thing.
Yep.
Hey, the Berkeley Powerbait Switch, taking the world by storm in the world of periscoping and live facing forward and forward facing sonar. The winner of that deal is
Jim Johnson.
Jim Johnson. Jimmy Johnson. Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Johnson. He won the switches. Courtesy of Berkeley Fishing and Brad Rutherford. We like that. Okay. Now we got a Power Pole fun pouch. That's swag. It's not a whole Power Pole. Oh, what do we got? Tin Cup? Sorry. Tin Cup. A box of fun. Can't tell you what's in there, but it's a box of fun. And that's from Luke Foley and Tin Cup Whiskey, the official brown liquor of Bassin. Who won that, Maddie?
Mike England.
He won.
Nice.
He won.
That's a good pack.
Liquor. I don't even know her. Power pole fun bag, a power pole swag, not a complete power pole or a move trolling motor or a power pole charge system, but just a bag of fun swag. Who won that, Maddie?
Oh, yeah. Jacob Lindquist.
Jacob Lindquist.
Lindquist.
Lindquist on the monitor.
Yep.
Jacob Lindquist. Okay, everybody.
Congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations to everybody. Thanks for watching the broadcast tonight. Thanks to Berkeley, to Ugly Stick, to Waterland, to Power Pole, and to Tin Cup Whiskey for your giveaways tonight. And just whoever won, direct message JR Rock and Shoal Fantasy on the Facebook page, Stray Cast. And that's it. Matt, what are you doing? Where are you going next? What's up?
I'm in the Carolinas for a week. Got to go to Michigan this weekend. And thinking about fishing the Open in Missouri at Lake of the Ozarks.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about it.
Well, Open at Lake of the Ozarks.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Is Jamie Bruce going to be live scoping at that event?
Oh, there ain't no doubt. There's going to be a bunch of live scoping.
Matt Robertson, again, I am proud of you. The entire Bass Galaxy is proud of you. Keep kicking ass in 24. We're excited to see everything
you
have in store, bud. Love you, man.
Love you, buddy.
Have a cool night. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you too.
Peace. Thanks for all your support, Maddie.
Oh, always, Maddie. Always.
Peace. Yeah, Bass Galaxy, it's Matt Robertson. On him. The meteoric rise of Matt Robertson. Did you have fun, Ginch? Hey, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Hey, Bass Galaxy, we are... Oh, we're off next week, Ginch. You got a derb. You're going to Seth Fighter's Lake and Bill Weidler's Lake. Yeah. And the Cowboys Lake. Right? So it's all their lakes. Davey Heights Lake, Larry Nixon's Lake. Who else won there? Ginger, we got about 40 minutes. Let's run down. Everybody's everyone at Lake St. Clair. Name will wrap this deal up. Hey, all the sponsors, Sims Fishing, Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey, Alpha Angler, I'm in love with my rebound, CalSag Bass, Big Derb, double donging this weekend for CalSagBass.com, Impulse Lithium Battery, Don't Skip a Beat, Waterland Sunglasses, Bob's Machine Shop, Berkeley, Abu Garcia, Crestliner, Power Pole, and OmniaFishing.com, where the Bass Galaxy shops. Hey, I'm Pat Renwick. That's Andrew Ellenberger, and this has been an Andrew Ellenberger Ginger Ninja production. I bid you peace and peace. I bid you we see you in 2 weeks right here with a pretty cool guest. You'll like this one, too. I'm out. Have a great time. Catch fish. Peace.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Stray Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.
Peace!